Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour,
thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Gretchen McCracken is here, ladies and gentlemen. Gretchen is a new friend, co-founder and senior partner at Golden Key Group, which is a woman-owned and service-disabled veteran-owned small business, and they help other people put their best foot forward in the marketplace in their small business. And I've asked her to join us today to talk to us about her business. Gretchen McCracken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, did I get the title right? Co-founder and senior partner. I saw somewhere else that you're the president. Did I miss that?
Senior partner is fine. I am a co-founder. My sister and I founded the company back in May of 2002.
Wow. So that's not a brand new company, but that's a fairly young company. Congratulations on that. And you're working with your sister. So it's a family business.
Sometimes it's more challenging than that because my sister is one of my partners and so is my husband. So he is one of the other partners. So sometimes it can be real challenging. So
Gretchen, here's my question. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
You know what? I'm not sure I was thinking that day. And I'm not sure how they roped me into doing it, but
As if business weren't hard enough, when you bring family into it, that's an interesting cocktail, isn't it?
Well, here's what I can tell you. God is teaching me patience.
Yeah. And he's still working on you too, right?
yeah, he's still working on me. It's work every day.
There you go. All right, so let's talk about what you guys do. Tell the audience what you guys make, what do you sell, and what are you proud of?
Well, what we do, Golden Key Group, we focus in human capital management and federal human resources. Federal human resources is essentially a niche market because the way the government has to do hiring is very complex because there are so many rules that they have to follow. And we have found, and we started in that market space, as a women-owned, service-disabled, veteran small business, so there were not many others doing what we did. So we've had very good success with that. Well, that type of work, federal human resources, tends to be transactional or operational in nature. So we got that part down. We do it very well for a lot of agencies. And the natural progression of that, of course, as you get into the bigger circle of human resources, is the human capital.
So let me stop you for a second, Gretchen. Are you providing permanent? Are you locating permanent hires for the government? Or are you providing them with staff?
We provide the staff that does the hiring for the government. So, in other words, if the Department of Energy needs to hire 100 scientists, for example, our people are the ones sitting there in their HR office working side by side with their government counterpart, making sure that hire gets done correctly, that they're using the appropriate codes and you know, hiring processes and practices that the federal government is required to do.
The technical part of hiring for the government.
Yes. So we do that part of it. So when they have to put out a vacancy announcement, and then they have to gather all the information and create the certification package and put the hiring package together, if you will, whether or not veterans' preference is applicable, whether it's a merit promotion. We have to do all of that paperwork that goes along with it.
They have to jump through, they have to dot more I's, cross more T's, and jump through a few more hoops than you and I do when we hire, don't they? The government.
They most certainly do. It's a pretty complex process.
And it sounds like they get themselves into trouble if they don't do it right.
They can. The government can get themselves into a lot of trouble if they don't do it right.
So what I like about what you're telling us is you're not only filling a niche, But you found a niche of a niche, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Because there are not many companies that do the human resources, the operational human resources for the federal government to support them.
Right.
So we lucked out and hit the right business model and the right business line to get ourselves going. And over the course of the last 10 years, we've gone from, you know, three people working in a basement to 150 employees.
Wow. Congratulations on that success.
Not all in my basement anymore.
You know, this story that you're telling us is something that I'm so glad you are, because I tell my audience all the time, you know, if you're looking for something to do, if you're trying to find something to do, don't do something that Walmart does better than anybody. Find your own thing. Find your niche. And find a niche of a niche. And find people who need that and charge them what you have to charge them to stay in business. What do you think?
Well, there is some validity to that. And we stumbled on this onto this particular market space, and it wasn't where we were going to go originally, but it has worked very well. And of course, as the years have gone by, we have just naturally expanded from the operational human resources to the human capital part of it, which is aligned closer to the government's policy type of work. So when you're dealing with the workforce planning, or you're dealing with performance management or talent management, those things have to be tied to the agency's goals and their mission. And what is that? What is their strategic plan? How is it being evolved? And then you have to cascade and align that all the way down to the individual worker within an agency.
You know, when you said this wasn't how you started out, I like someone said to me once, I don't know whether I've chosen this worker or if this work has chosen me. Sounds like you guys started out choosing your work and the work chose you.
Yes, I would say so. From the time, I would say within about a year after the time we started the company in May of 2002, and we were still, like most small businesses, trying to figure out what we wanted to be when we grow up, and what can we do, and how can we do it, and, you know, everything, all the questions that a small business owner asks themselves in the middle of the night. I was involved in a conversation, and I had an opportunity to have a mentor, but that mentor was very heavy into IT and telecom work. And
Gretchen, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, and I'll let you finish that story on the other side of these messages. Right back with Gretchen McCracken, ladies and gentlemen. She's a co-founder of Golden Key Group. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.